I'd call this a bridle. I don't know what all that is. This is a halter.
Okay.
Oh, this is a bridle.
Okay. Let's. Do you know the specific parts of this bridle? Like what number one is? That part that goes across the.
The head stall or head.
All right. And what would number 11 be? That part around the back of the ears.
Guess we'd call that maybe the neck.
Okay.
String. And no, I can't tell you.
Well, how about number 5?
It'd be the reins.
Okay. And number 4, these parts on the side of the horse's face.
I wouldn't know what to call it. I just call it a bridle in the horse.
Okay. How about down in the horse's mouth? Were there? What would you call number 6
bit,
there?
Huh?
A bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. All right. Those are
kind of little and they're kind of hard to see.
Yeah.
Well, you know a lot more than I do because I tell you I don't know any of them, but I haven't ridden a horse that much. Yeah, just a few more questions. You mentioned a number of animal pens. Were there other kind of animal pens? What would you keep the hogs in?
Hog pen.
Okay. And how about chickens?
The chicken house.
Chicken house. Did you ever use the word coop?
Yeah, chicken coop. Mostly chicken house.
Okay. And what would you feed your hogs in? Was there a place where you feed
trough.
Them? Okay, and what would more than one trough be called? If you had two of them, what would be the plural of trough?
Troughs.
Okay. Sometimes a large thing you collect rainwater in, a large wooden container. Or maybe something that you would get nails in or things like that. I'm looking for large wooden containers that you might
A barrel.
Okay. Were there other words? Probably not necessary, but some areas, you know, beer comes in these huge wooden barrels.
Cask.
A cask, or how about keg? Is
that keg.
Okay. Was there something that you had in the house that you put scraps of food in to carry out to the hogs? Was there some sort of pail or bucket?
Slop bucket?
Yeah. We had one of those too. Let me ask you about male cows. What would you call a male cow?
Bulls.
Right. Were there other names?
Steers.
Steers. What's the difference between a bull and a steer?
The steer's been castrated.
Okay. Other animals that might have been castrated? What would you call a horse that had been castrated?
Gelding.
A gelding. How about a hog that had been castrated?
Would that be a gilt?
A what?
Gilt, would it?
Okay, G-I-L-T?
I don't know.
Okay. Ever hear the word
Borrow?
Borrow?
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Okay.
Gilt might be a female.
Yeah. How about a sheep? Was there a name for a castrated sheep?
I suppose there is, but... I can't think of it.
Are there many sheep in this area?
Used to be a lot of sheep, but not anymore.
Did y'all didn't have any on
no,
the ranch?
No, we never did that.
Okay. Are there other names for bulls besides bull and steer? Were there other names that people used as kind of polite names to call a bull so it wouldn't offend women folk? Do you ever hear them called anything else?
Well, I can't remember if I did.
Okay.
Have you?
I've heard them called gentleman cows.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No, I would call them bulls. Yeah.
Okay. How about female females of that species? What would you call them?
I call them cows.
Okay. Anything else?